coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. The big meet at Northlands is coming up, big but short. We're going to talk to the leading trainer driver of that very beautiful racetrack, and we're going to talk about what his chances are for the upcoming weekend of stakes action. That's all straight ahead with Jerry Hudon on this edition of Trot Radio. Jerry Hudon, one of the leading horsemen out west, especially at Northlands, top trainer and driver going back to the spring. Jerry, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
Jerry, with the winter meet underway, do you think you can keep that momentum going? You've had an awesome year.
It was a meet that you like to keep going, and then I hit Macomb, and I had the horses get sick, you know, and I had kind of a terrible run there, but I'm hoping for better things come the fall meet in Edmonton.
Okay, well, that's true, because you're back at home after being at Fraser for October. How many are in your stable right now, and how many did you bring to Alberta?
Well, I've got about probably 45 head training, and I brought back 6 from Fraser. The rest I kept there. So I'll probably race around between 15 and 20 head here in Northland.
That will keep you busy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The issue of race dates is something that everybody's concerned about. Is any of your stock possibly going to be coming out east to race, because there has been a cutback in that?
You know, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Like, I've got so many Alberta-bred horses that, and they're young horses, it's kind of forcing me to stay in Alberta for another year or so. And I think if we do get Balzac up and running, there should be no reason why we have to send any horses anywhere.
Well, you know, we would have to agree with that, and we would certainly hope that Balzac does get up and running, but that's a $64,000 question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've been waiting for 4 years to get something rolling in Calgary, and, you know, it's been a struggling 4 years for a lot of people in this province.
Yeah. Good news, however, in that purses are going to be up, are they not, at Northlands?
Well, purses are up from what they were all summer at Lacombe. Definitely they're up. Mm. So, I mean, you're going to race for some decent money at Northlands, but there's only 5 weeks of it, and that's another issue. You know, 5 weeks, there's a lot of people who have been off for three months, and you don't make any money. It's like being off for 6 months, you know?
Sure. By the time the checks clear and everything else, and if you don't make any checks, you're in big trouble. Would you be going back to Fraser after that?
Yeah, I'm leaving for Fraser right after Christmas and going back. I'm going to stay there till probably the end of March.
Okay.
And then I'll come back for the Lacombe meet.
Okay, well, let's get to this weekend's action. Now, on Friday night, in the single Western Filly Pace-a-Limb, you're driving Queen of Swing. It's part of a three-horse Keith Clark entry, and you've got a big job in front of you, trying to defeat your brother Dave's filly, Mystic Maiden. Very nice filly. She's 3-5 on the morning line from the 7 hole. What are your chances?
Well, I think Queen of Swings is the kind of horse that's come from the back end anyway. She's I don't think her gait is very well. It wasn't very good at the coast or Fraser, so especially around the last turn there. But I think she'll be fine. She's a mare that has to be in the hunt. I think that other mare coming from the coast, she's never really raced against these kind of fillies before. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens at the end of the day with that other filly. She's a good filly, and, you know, she's got a ton of talent.
Yeah.
But the coast three-year-old fillies aren't the same as what there is in Alberta.
Really? What makes you say that?
They're just the quality of three-year-old fillies this year in Alberta, I think, is as tough as anything. I mean, them two of that one of Kelly Hortz at River last, she don't stop and she don't give up, you know. And she went at 52 or something at Lacombe, or 53, I can't remember which one. But, I mean, she went some big trips.
Yeah, I guess,
and, you
so.
Know, and that other mare's never had one look in her bridle the whole way, and that could make a difference.
Yeah,
well, you'll know if she's a racehorse.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I did talk about that. We had a conversation about this, and the argument was, well, you know, she's versatile enough to come from off the speed, but it's still going to be a pretty tough job. You've got two draws for Harold Haining on Saturday in the Western Pace-a-Limbs. They're outside shots on the morning line. How do you think they'll make out? First, you got Revolver from post two.
I've never drove that horse before, but I think he's probably the better one of the two. He just they're both going to be suck along trips, and hopefully you can get some money to get him into the final. That's a pretty salty bunch of three-year-old colts, you know. They facing 50 at the Colm, and that horse that Keith won the invite at Fraser Downs, and it's that's going to be an interesting series.
Yeah, it certainly is. Some nice quality there. You've got Hot Attack in the second of limb. You said that he may be the lesser of the two colts.
I drove him in Macomb once in a stake, and I never had a shot. I mean, I had the 10-hole and 10-horse field and just took him back because, I mean, he was a 99-to-1 shot in there. He's the kind of horse that needs a good trip to get the job done.
Now, as we speak, the draw has already been made for Sunday, has it not?
I think it has. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so because we know you have two of your own two-year-olds entered in the Lone Star, both of them qualified impressively. You don't know what they drew.
I don't know what they drew. I know the one colt I really like him a lot, Bachelor Paddy's. Just seems like a colt that don't ever give up. You know, he's always trying, and he's a very relaxed horse. So I expect big things out of that colt this fall.
Yeah, and what about Big Bang Theory? Two-year-old.
She's okay. Philly. She just never had no racing luck. You know, she's kind of a she's a high-speed filly that I always had to end up taking a seat because, you know, there was one that was going too much. And, I think she'll be fine here in Edmonton.
Well, it sounds like an exciting, albeit short, meet and probably a profitable one for Jerry Hudon. We wish you the best of luck and keep us posted on how you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now.
Bye.